Professor Barry Pennyweather sat in a cold, shadowy garret and stared at the table in front of him, on which lay a book and a bread crust. The bread had been his dinner. The book had been his life work. Both were dry. Dr. Pennyweather sighed and then shivered. Though the lower floor apartments of the old house were quite elegant, the heat was turned off on April 1st, come what may. It was now April 2nd and sleeting. If Dr. Pennyweather raised his head a little, he could see from his window the two square towers of Notre Dame de Paris, vague and soaring in the dusk, almost near enough to touch. For the island of Saint-Louis, where he lived, is like a little barge being towed downstream behind the island of the city where Notre Dame stands. But he didn't raise his head. He was too cold. The great tower sank into darkness. Dr. Pennyweather sank into gloom.